Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
So Barbara's been away arresting Bess, and Sergeant Podblog's been busy working hard on the case, and they're both in for some good news, a nice surprise.
Oh, hello, Chief Inspector. Yeah, it's me, Sergeant Podblog.
Spiffing. Top hole job on the oil mystery case, Podblog. And you finally nabbed Inspector What's-His-Name's murderer. Well done, old boy.
Well, it weren't only me, Chief Inspector. I couldn't have done it without Constable Barbara.
Yes, Constable Barbara's a real brick and a cracking bobby to boot.
Ah, she is that, Chief Inspector. A real brick.
Listen, Podblog, I'll cut to the chase. I'm going to promote both of you chaps. Constable Barbara is now Sergeant Barbara, and you are now Inspector Podblog. Just as well, really, as Barbara always calls you Inspector Podblog anyway.
Oh, thank you, sir. Barbara will be pleased with that, too.
Nonsense, Podblog. You're both good eggs. Now go and celebrate. But no pickled onions, Inspector. Don't forget what the doctor said.
Ah, yeah, okay, Chief Inspector, okay. Just pork pie and scrumpy then. Bye-bye, sir.
Toodle-pip, Inspector Podblog, and have a good evening with Barbara.
Well, Sergeant, that's all done and dusted. Beth is arrested and we've cracked the case.
Yeah, we've nearly cracked it all now.
Can I just ask you, what's happened to your uniform?
Well, Barbara, I've been promoted to Inspector Podblog now.
So you're really Inspector?
I am Inspector Podblog because you keep calling me that, and you, Barbara, are no longer Constable Barbara. You are Sergeant Barbara.
I'm speechless. But just because we've read the paper?
Well, I have to tell you that bit of paper was actually dropped by Reg, hoping that we'd find it. He wanted us to arrest Bess, which we did, but I did that only as a diversion.
You've got a good police mind.
I know.
I'm a bit confused. But why did he shot Bess?
Well, Bess, you know she travels all around the world.
Yes.
Well, she was actually working with Reg, because Reg, he grows drugs, and she, when she's going around the world, she takes them and she sells them. Now, she was putting pressure on Reg to get a bigger cut of the profits, and she said that if she didn't get a bigger cut, she'd go to the police.
Well, I am amazed, but why? Well, who killed Inspector? What's his name?
Well, that was Reg again. Reg is going to wait for a long time when we get hold of him. Mr. Dimwit is going to be there where the sun can't shine on him. Well, what happened was, in fact, is that Inspector What's-His-Name, he found marijuana plants in the greenhouse, Reg's greenhouse, which were labelled as tomato plants.
Those tomatoes.
Yeah, loads of them. Loads and loads of them there were. And, well, Inspector What's-His-Name's suspicions were aroused when he saw Lady What's-His-Name, Lady Thingamajigs, cook in the supermarket buying 5 kilos of tomatoes. Now, if Reg grows all these tomatoes, why would she go out buying them?
That's what I call sharp thinking.
There you go. And so Reg killed Inspector What's-His-Name because he was very, very close to putting Reg away.
Wow. So, Bess, do I need to unarrest Bess?
Well, we'll do that when we come back, and we'll have to apologise, and we may have to give her a pork pie and a cup of tea or something like that. But we're going to go now, and you're going to arrest Reg Dimwit as Sergeant Barbara.
Sergeant Barbara.
Right, Barbara, get in the police car. Let's go and arrest Reg. You can drive if you like, as a special treat, as the first sergeant to drive an inspector to the scene of a crime.
Good, and can I use the radio too?
You can even put the blue light on if you like, Barbara.
Good. afternoon, Mr. Dimwit.
Here, head over there, Constable Barbara.
Oh, please look at my badge now, Sergeant.
Oh, Sergeant. Oh, very posh.
I've been promoted for a reason. Mm. But first of all, I'd like to ask you if I could have some tomatoes.
Well, they're not really ripe yet.
Oh, yeah, I can see you've got lots of plants.
Yeah, lots of plants.
But where are the fruit on them?
It's taking some time to come by. We haven't had any sun.
Ah, you're tricking me. I know what these plants really are. Sergeant Inspector Podblog has cracked the case. You're under arrest.
Oh,
for
no.
Dealing drugs.
Oh, it's a fair cop. I'll come quietly, Sergeant.
Just as well. I'm an expert in karate.
Oh, right. Okay, then.
So come along with me. I'm arresting you. So anything you may say will be taken down.
What are you arresting me for?
For the murder of Inspector What's-His-Name and international drug dealing.
Oh, as I said before, it's a fair cop. I'll come quietly. You police in this village are too sharp for me.
Yeah, put your hands out.
Right.
Got the handcuffs on.
Okay.
Come along. So, all's well that ends well. The bad guys get their just desserts, and the dream team of Inspector Podblog and Sergeant Barbara go on to new adventures. Stay tuned. And maybe in the next episode, I'll get out of this cave.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eslpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.